Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf, and Simen Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. Simen Kuf, Tefilas HaMoyed Tzorech L'Sadr. One should prepare before davening, Yom Tov davening, Sif Aleph, Tefilas Shal Mo'adois V'Shal Rosh Chodoshim, Tzorech L'Hasdor Tefiloso Koidim Shispal, Kedei Shetihei Shagura B'Fiv. The Shmone Esrei of Yom Tov, and this is referring to Musaf specifically, Musaf of Yontif, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, a person should prepare in advance to make sure he's familiar with the words. The Amos says, V'yesh oimim, some say, Davka kishim mispalim al peh. That's if you were to daven by heart. Aval kishim mispalim mitoch ha-sidur mutaf. If you daven from a sidur, there's no issue to prepare because it's right in front of you. Doroya mashim mispal, you see what you're saying. V'cheinu hagan, that is the minute. Mishdebura sivkot and alf, v'shavosh ha-chodoshim. Kain ha-girsa b'chamas sfarim. Many sfarim have this girsa, mo'ados and Rosh Chodeshim, or Be'er HaGra, and you find this in Be'er HaGra as well. For Tzloma, so it means to say Tfilas Musaf, that one should prepare the Musaf daven. For Tam, the reason is, v'pnei she'ein nisbal osan tadir. This is not something you daven regularly. Elef rokim, it's on occasion. Ein rogel behen kol kach, so we're not so familiar with the language of the tefillah. But if you look at Pima Gadim, he quotes the Bach and Pichodesh, who writes, it's not just Musaf, it's Yalav Yav of Shachris, Obi Mei, Vechulu, Dechanaku, Purim, Al Hanisim, and Chanak and Purim. Gamkin Serach Lahazdim Mitchila, one should prepare that in advance, Oshi Yisbal Matoch HaSidr, or make sure you're done with a Sidr. Ubishir Knesset Gadol Atoma, the Shiuri Knesset Gadol can't understand al minhag ha'anoshim, the practice of people. Shemekhila mikol zeh, they are lenient with all this. The hispalo bal peh ve'einam esadim mechila, they daven by heart and they don't prepare in advance. She'einu yodei al ma'asamchu, what are they relying on? Ve'ayein b'sharei tshuva, look in Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva quotes that there was a Kabbalah that it wasn't necessary to mesad at tefilas mo'adim because it's only a tefillah mechudeshes entirely, and this is not entirely mechudeshes. And maybe that's where people were makel. Ulechatchila bevad enoch and yizor lespal b'chanakul purim mo'adim v'shachadoshim akoponim tefillah bishoyim d'chsid v'day. V'day. Certainly, lechatchila, it is proper to daven on Chanukah and Purim and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, at least the first Shmona Esrei, with a sitter. And that will be enough. So the first time the Alanisim of Chanukah, say it with a sitter, and the rest you'll do by heart. Or the first time on Purim at night, even if you won't do Shachris and Mincha by heart, you did it that Marav with a sitter. The first tefillah should at least be with a sitter. If it dying, that would be enough. Sifkan Beis, Kishim Mispalim Al Peh. When they daven by heart, it's necessary to prepare in advance. Kasev Machzah Shekel writes, Shlo Kadin no Hagen no Oilim, Sha'oimim Birchas Kilish Levon Al Peh. It's wrong, the practice that people do to say Kiddush Levana by heart. They don't arrange it in advance, prepare in advance. V'ayin b'shayi tshuva. Again, look in shayi tshuva. Se'if katan gimel mitoch ha'sidr. Since we use a siddur, we are lax on this idea of preparing in advance. U'tfilos u'piyutim shechomer perushom tzarech lahazdir tchila. Various tfilos and piyutim that are difficult to explain should be looked at in advance. The Mahani Sefer Bezeh, the fact you have a sitter is insufficient because you still want to know what you're saying, and that would take some preparation in advance. There's a discussion in the notes if the Baal Tefillah is Mechuyiv to Davin, the silent Shmona Esrei, the same Nusach as the Chazaras HaShatz, in order to prepare the Tefillah, or not. If Moshe held in Igus Moshe to someone daven Svarad and he's in Shul daven Ashkenaz, should daven Ashkenaz for the Sarach from Esri so that he can do the Chazor Sashat properly. But Michas Yitzchok and Yoshev disagreed. L'maisa, you can daven your Sarach from Esri, your own Nusuch, and Chazor Sashat's the Nusuch of the Shul. And it brings from Shlomo Zalman too, because there's no shaylah here of being Yitzchok or not. Your Zichok is going to be Yitzchok, whatever you say. Even if you would throw in a Nusuch Svarad word or two in the Chazor Sashat's, it doesn't stare the being Yoitzer. So it's not the same Choymer as making sure to say Yalav Yovel right or saying the Musaf right. Simen Kuf Aleph. Shetzerech lechavin b'chol ha-brachas v'shiyochu l'espal b'chol l'shan. One should have the proper kavon on all the brachas of Shmona Esrei, and one can daven in any language. Sif Aleph. When a person davens, he's supposed to have kavanah, he's supposed to think about what he's saying for all of the brachas. If he cannot think straight for all of them, lefachos, at a minimum, yichaven ba'avos. He has to have kavanah on the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. If he did not have kavanah in avos, afal pi sheki mechol hashar, even if he did have kavanah for the rest, yachsev yisbal, he should go and daven again. The Rambam says ve'idna ein chayzim b'shvil chesom kavanah. Today we don't go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei if the problem was a lack of kavanah. Because most likely when he tries again, he won't have kavanah either. What's he doing it again for? When a person davens, he should have kavanah with all the brachas. And make it a habit to at least have kavanah at the end of the brachas. To have kavanah. What does kavanah mean? To know what the words mean. So how proper is it, lahamonim, for the multitude? So yilbudu perish hamilah shall call out tefillah, to learn the explanation of the words of the whole davening. Valkoponim shall birchas avos modim, at a minimum, the bracha of avos, the first bracha and modim. Bevada yeshchiv alov leida biuro, certainly there's an obligation to know what it means. Se'if katan gimel ba'avos, ki husidu shvachas shamakom, it's important to get avos straight, because that's where we set up and arrange Hashem's praise. So it's totally out of place, out of line, to start thinking about other things. There are poskim who say that modim is also similar to avos achatchilah. And if he calculates that he can't have kavanah by avos, lo yisbal klal, then don't daven. Until his mind settles, so he could at least have kavanah for avos. Today we don't repeat because of a mistake in kavanah. Nearly, it would seem to me. The halacha, one should have to go back and daven again if he didn't have kavanah for avos. So at least, if he didn't finish the bracha yet, right? Again. And he chapped, I wasn't thinking. And he didn't say yet, Brochat Hashem, B'sofa Brochat, end of the Bracha. Yachzer lo, he should go back to the Bracha, Melekei Avraham B'chulu, go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Melekei Avraham, Melekei Zal Yaakov, and continue from there.
Not Brochat Hashem.
No, not
Brochat. But Elokei is okay.
Mm-hmm. Starting from there. I once heard a marshal, the Kavanah for Avos is like dialing the phone. If you dial the wrong number, you can say the Gantz Drasha afterwards, but it doesn't help, you got the wrong number. You got to get the. You got to dial right.
Very good.
That's avos. Avos is dialing up, getting that part right. After that, it's good to have kavanah. You should have kavanah, but if not, you at least got the right number. You never kavanah for avos, you dial the wrong number. But the ma'aseh, we don't daven again. Unfortunately, we don't daven again. So you have to work very hard to make sure you get these that bracha in right.
So we're not yotzei, or we say you're yotzei. Where are we holding with this?
The mechaber says yachse v'yispal.
Yeah.
But we don't anymore. I'm gonna hold it with it. Se'if beis lo yispalel belibo levad. Person does not daven in his mind. Ela mechate chatefarim b'sfasov. He has to utter the words with his lips. Umashmiya leoznov belachash, and quietly he hears what he says. For yashmiya kol, but no one else should hear his voice. Then eno yochol lechavim belachash. Let's say he can't have kavanah when he davens quietly. Mutulak bi'a kol, he could raise his voice a little. V'hanimili b'nolo b'nas, that's if it's between him and himself, and it's not going to stare anyone else. Al b'tzibur osur, in a tzibur you cannot daven loud, because it's going to stare the tzibur. Dasi l'midrid tzibur, you're going to stare the tzibur. So even though you're not going to find in Shulchan Aruch a halacha that it's osur to have your cell phone ring in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but you have this halacha. Madach, you can't daven out loud. Even though I can't have kavanah other, this helps my kavanah. You're not allowed to, because you're going to stare other people in shul who's trying to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Kol shkein, a cell phone ringing, is going to stare other people in Shmoneh Esrei. You can't have your cell phone ringing during Shmoneh Esrei. The Rambam says, "V'mashmiya kolu beveisa kishmasavak deshiyum b'menu b'nei beisa mutter." If he's davening b'chidus at home and he wants to raise his voice, not because he needs it for his kavanah, he wants his family to hear the Shmoneh Esrei, and it's a chinuch for them, that's also okay. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Hei. Umashmiya. A person should not daven the lev. He has to say the words, and he should hear it. The Yesha Kasru, some write, the Tzorach Lochru Shul Divi HaZer, that one should be concerned with the words of the Zohar Kadosh, Sha'af L'chad Chilo L'yashmila HaZav, that no, he's not supposed to hear himself, and that's L'chad Chilo. Al Magen Avraham Kasru Shein Raya Me'azor, however, Magen Avraham writes, there's no proof from the Zohar. V'en Kasru Be'er HaGoran, so the Vilna Goyen writes too, that after Asa Zohar Huka Shulchan Aruch, that even the Zohar Kadosh agrees with Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Kasru Sha'arei Achronim, and that's what the other Achronim write as well. It is better that he should hear himself. But everyone agrees, b'di'eved, if he said Shmonesi so quietly that he did not hear himself, he would be yotza. But he was saying the words. His lips were moving, and he was saying the words. He should hear himself, but no one else should hear him. We learn by Tfilas Chana. The prayer of Chana, her lips moved, but no one heard her voice. Someone who davens that others can hear him is from Ketani Amona. They have poor Amuna. As if to think that the Rebbe Hashem cannot hear him if he davens quietly. People who daven loudly is from a Navi Sheker group. They used to cry out when they did the Avodah Zarah very loudly. The Birch Yosef and Chayodim write that a person should daven so quietly that a person standing next to him should not be able to hear him. So he has to be able to have kavana. But he has to make sure not to stare others. This is a problem. Some people don't realize how loud they're davening Shmoneh Esrei. And they stare people around them. And this is something that they have to be made aware of. They're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to daven so audibly that other people can hear them. They just don't realize it. They have to be made aware of that. Sivkan Zayin Koyloi. He should not daven loud enough for others to hear. Even Pesukah D'Zimra is good not to daven loudly. Hashem hears quietly. Not like those who raise it too much. But in Shabbos, the minig is that one person says it loud, so l'maisa, that would be acceptable. There may be different minhagim when it comes to this, as far as davening behislavus, and some places they feel it's kedai to daven loud, that it's more others to have kavana. So maybe there's something to that. Sivkan ches belachash. If a person can't daven with kavana quietly, so then he could raise his voice. Hataz kasev the afim yochel lecham belachash. The Taz writes that if he can have kavana quietly, avalokol kachlo bekol, but not the same as if he davens louder. Mikri ena yochel lecham. That's called he can't have kavana. So he could daven loud if he's alone. If you look in Be'er Locha, you're right not to be lenient with this. Typically, we recommend davening low, quietly. So if Karan tests like Be'er Kolo, if a person could raise his voice, if he's alone, to have kavana. And this means that even if he heard a little bit, he's not going to be able to have kavana. Because if you can have kavana with raising a little bit, don't raise it a lot. Sivkan Yud, but Sibur also. In a Sibur, of course, you can't do this. Afil Hashmir Kol means this, even to raise the voice a little bit. Kol is going to be a Kol, certainly to raise it a lot. You can't do that because you stare other people. And you're not going to stare other people, Darmish Mun Esrei. So the notes on the side being the following Shiloh. A fellow is Darmish Mun Esrei, and the fellow next to him hears him. Does he answer Amen? Does he answer Amen to the fellow's brachas? Now, my feeling is, if he answers Amen, that may give him the idea that he's davening too loud. That's when we let him know that he should quiet down. He begs for Shalmazan Arabach not to answer Amen. Since these brachas were meant to be said quietly, and he's doing Shalom Kedin to say it out loud, then there's no room to answer Amen to such a bracha. And he brings that Shevet Levi writes this as well. He says, others disagree. He brings other posts who say, you can't answer Amen. But Lamai Seb Shlomo Zalman's Taina. He's doing wrong by davening so loud that I can hear him. And the male is, and there's no bracha to answer amen these brachas, so you don't answer amen.